In Focus returns. I'm Dave Lewis in for Brandon Peoples this morning. At our next segment, next half of the program, we'll be talking about some military matters. And we have retired General Perry Wiggins joining us on the program, the Executive Director of the Governor's Military Council. Good morning, General.
Good morning, Dave. How are you doing this morning?
I am good. You know, taking in consideration, I got a decent night's sleep last night, which I did not get the night before.
Yeah, well, that's important. You know, as you get older, it gets even more important.
I'm older than you, so really, okay, you don't need to lecture me on that. So,
yes,
but,
sir.
But anyway, how's hunting season been for you?
Oh, it's been going very good. My hunting partner, Sergeant Major Jim Champagne, already bagged his deer.
That's a what, a 10-pointer?
Still look, what's that?
Is that like a 10-pointer?
Oh, it's like a 13-pointer.
Oh, wow.
He got a big one.
Yeah.
He set the bar high.
Do you do ducks also?
I do. Matter of fact, I'll be going out Friday. I went out opening season and had a good time.
Okay. All right. Well, let's just kind of touch base on some things. You know, there's Veterans Day is coming up a week from today, and that may be one of the things we start off talking about here this morning, as, you know, that's an important day for everybody to not only the veterans to be thankful for their service, but for everybody else to be thankful for our veterans, too.
No, that's true. I mean, we always should be thankful for our veterans, but this is one of those days that we set aside, and I think Manhattan does a great job because, you know, they have the parade, and then they have the breakfast and as well as an indoor ceremony associated with the parade. And I always enjoy going and seeing the different floats, especially the children. That march in the parade. That's really a special time here in Manhattan.
Yeah, we're going to be a little bit shorter on the numbers of kids that are going to be participating. And, of course, you know, there's not going to be a as many entries. And, you know, we'll see who all shows up for it. But it's going to be fun, as all parades are. Before we get into some of the rest of the Veterans Day activities and thoughts, we do have Robert on the phone. He's got a question or a comment about National Guard. So, Robert, go ahead with your comment
or
question.
Thank you for bringing your intelligence and training and your past experiences to this position with the governor. My concern with one of the former governor's experiments in governing, he had closed a lot of the National Guard armories, regional armories around the state that we relied upon. And now, with the report just now in the news here, that 42 of the Kansas hospitals are reporting shortages in medical personnel with the demands from the C-19 virus. It's other governors have used the National Guard today to count ballots or use the Army Reserve in the C-19 intervention. Speaking with doctors and nurses across the country, there's a lot of PTSD in this care inside the hospital. And with your access to the 108th Air Wing combat medics with the finest training in the world, they could do a training anywhere that we have National Guard training here in the state this weekend on mortuary care procedures and viral safety, so that the National Guard call up would be careful with their own personal safety and with their family's safety. It's an opportunity that we as taxpayers can watch a response here in this state in the coming months. Thank you for your attention.
No, I appreciate your words, Robert, and you're right. Our National Guard is an incredible asset to our state, and they are unsung heroes in this COVID-19 response piece. But our governor has been having daily briefings with regards to COVID-19, and if you notice, very closely beside her stands our Adjutant General Dave Wishar, ready to respond if called upon. So I think Kansas is in good stead. Our Guard is a very solid organization, and once again, I appreciate it, and you highlighted some of their capabilities, and that's just touching the iceberg of what they're capable of doing. And I think under the defense support, the civil authorities, and really the governor's authorities, if necessary, the Guard's ready and standing by. So thank you very much for your comments and highlighting what our great guardsmen do day in and day out.
And that's one of the things a lot of people, I think, you know, we talk about Veterans Day, you know, those that are in the Guard are key factors, and especially on the local scene. And in general, you might just touch base a little bit about what our Guards men and women do, you know, when they are helping out the region and the country when called.
Sure. You know, I mean, there's a number of things that the Guards trained on that a lot of people don't have a clue, firefighting being one of them. But we send a number of our Guardsmen out. They become trained firefighters, and they respond all over the nation to reduce the firefighting threat in places like California, Texas, Colorado, and even right here in Kansas. So that's one of the things they do. They also provide humanitarian relief. They do logistical support. They have medical capabilities, as you heard Robert talk about, that they augment in hospitals, specific specialties. And then right here in Kansas, we have a chemical response team. It's a little Sobrani team. It's called a CST, Chemical Response Team, or survey team, and there's 22 people comprise that organization, and they respond all over the state and sometimes in the nation to incidents that require sensitive protective gear and things, and they do that as a matter of course, and a lot of people have no idea that goes on a regular basis. So our guardsmen are absolutely trained in supporting humanitarian disasters in the form of tornadoes, flooding, firefights, like I said, as well as tornadoes and hurricanes. So those are sort of some of the things they do, and they do that as well being a part of the operational force, which means they're deployed sometimes as much as our regular Army force, some specialties within the Guard. And so that stress on them is just as apparent in our Guard force as it is in our regular Army force.
Circling back to Veterans Day, and of course with the pandemic regards with social distancing and so many events being throttled down because of the threats of folks getting COVID, especially with a lot of veterans that are in their upper years and how susceptible they may be. It's a different Veterans Day.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I will tell you, and I think that people are taking the mitigating measures necessary in order to keep themselves safe. And as you mentioned, really our most vulnerable safe. And we got to be real careful. And so I applaud the individuals that are incorporating the necessary mitigation measures to reduce the chances of spreading the virus to those that are basically vulnerable. But it is a different Veterans Day, Dave. I mean, you know, you mentioned it, not as many entries into the parade, probably less children you're going to see in the parade. But at the same time, I think we can do temper action with wisdom and celebrate Veterans Day and really do it with the right heart here in our communities so that we recognize our aging veterans, because as you know, our World War II veterans, they are basically not going to be around a whole lot longer, and we need to help them and recognize them for the great work they did to make this nation what it is and really the world what it is.
And, you know, there's with all the things that are associated with Veterans Day, and you talked a little bit about the parade and how much what a wonderful experience that is for folks. The ceremony is going to be throttled back. It's not going to be open to the public. We do have only those that are participating in the ceremony. And that'll be on our Facebook page, by the way. And we will carry that live here on KMAN next Wednesday. And it's also going to be able to be viewed on City of MHK's website. So we've been working on that. And, Jed gets after that Veterans Day celebration. I know that's a big day for you and everybody. So that's going to be fun to follow along.
Yeah, and thank God for great Americans that support our military like Jed. I mean, I think he's a little bit of a lacrosse player. He got hit in the head a few times, too many.
That explains that.
He Yeah, he is. He's got the correct azimuth and the correct velocity when it comes to supporting our military. And I thank the Lord every day for guys like him.
Yeah, and we'll have Dr. Robert Smith as the guest speaker. He'll talk all about history of the Korean War and Father Capon and Utch and others. We do have another phone call, General, and it's John from Wamego. And John, good morning. You have a comment for regarding the Air National Guard. Go ahead.
Good morning, General. First of all, thank you so much for your service. The most overlooked aspects of the National Guard is the Air National Guard, because there's not very many of us folks in the Air National Guard. And I was 22 years in the 190th Air Refueling Wing in Topeka with KC-135 aerial refuelers. And their mission still is worldwide, which people don't probably know or understand, that they refuel any type of military aircraft that has in-flight refueling capabilities. They do that. 30 years ago right now, when I was in that unit, we were not quite activated yet, but we were tasked to go to Desert Storm, actually Desert Shield first, and then Desert Storm. I was activated for Desert Storm for 4 months. But that unit in Topeka, the 190th Air Refueling Wing, was the first aerial refueling group or wing in country in Saudi Arabia, early August of 1990, and their mission has not slowed down any since then. And I just want to give a shout out to those folks that dedicate themselves to the National Guard, whether it's Air National Guard or Army National Guard. They do a great job. They're citizen soldiers. There are quite a few of them too that are active duty guard reserve, AGR, and there's technicians too. My daughter actually is a technician with the 190th, and she's put in about 25 or 26 years with them now. I just wanted to put the plug in for the Air National Guard, and thank you, General, for what you do. Appreciate it very much.
Now, thanks for your service, and thanks for your daughter's service. You know, that's it becomes a family profession when you start thinking about sons and daughters following the footsteps of their mothers and fathers. But the 190th is special. It is busy. And Colonel France and the great Americans, the 190th, they're all around the globe right now conducting missions, and in the United States, conducting missions that are critical to our national security as well. So thank you very much for your comments.
Thank you, John, for the call. 537-1350 is the studio line. And General, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about let's bring us up to date on some of the military scenarios around the state of Kansas, okay?
Yes, thanks, Dave.
All right. It's In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Dave Lewis in for Brandon Peoples today. And we're visiting with General Perry Wiggins, retired, the executive director of the Governor's Military Council, back in just a couple of moments.